Thank you for joining us today. My name is Paul Howard, and I'm a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute's Center for Medical Progress, which encourages market-based policy alternatives to improve medical progress and medical innovation. We are very honored today to have with us U.S. Senator and practicing physician Dr. Tom A. Coburn from the great state of Oklahoma. Senator Coburn is here to talk about his proposal for national healthcare reform, the Universal Healthcare Choice and Access Act, and to explain how a uniquely American approach to comprehensive healthcare reform can spur medical innovation, improve consumer choice, and offer better health outcomes at lower cost. Senator, I have to say that you have a tremendous background for addressing the problems of American healthcare. You've been a business owner, a practicing physician, and a patient who has fought cancer twice. Could you talk for a few minutes about how your personal experience has informed what you're trying to accomplish in the Universal Healthcare Choice and Access Act?
Well, I think our biggest threat to quality healthcare as well as cost is the fact that we've allowed the government and the insurance industry into the patient room. And consequently, it forces physicians, as well as patients sometimes, to take their eye off of why they're there. We're there to improve health, to attack disease, dis-ease, which in our society comes in many different ways. And so probably the most critical thing we can do is to apply the principles of individual choice and markets to allocate this very precious resource. When done well and done from a sense of offering of the physician their professional expertise in hopes to make a difference in someone's life, and that the economic side of that will take care of itself. It used to, but now we've gotten to where it doesn't. And there's a lot of reasons. It's a very complicated reason. But basically, the biggest problem we have is we have the government and the insurance industry inside the patient-doctor relationship.
At the core of your bill is the idea that every American should have the ability to own and control their own health insurance, purchased from a market of national plans. How would that shift towards individually purchased health insurance affect the kinds of insurance plans Americans will have access to?
We're going to go back to where the patient and the doctor make the decisions about what is in the best interest of the patient. And that means we're going to consider economic issues as well, not just this blind, it doesn't matter what it costs, we're going to do it. We're going to have an economic component, which was always a part of it prior to having somebody else responsible for our health care. And so what that does is that factors in realism in a market, but it also enhances quality and enhances communication, because now you're not talking past one another, you're actually talking to the patient. And it'll give us better physicians, and notice I said physicians, not doctors, it'll give us better physicians and better outcomes.
Of course, when we talk about health care, the question of cost always comes up, particularly for federal entitlements like Medicare. How can we use market forces to help keep Medicare solvent without massive tax hikes or reductions in services?
First of all, the underlying premise of our bill is you never can fix Medicare till you fix the healthcare system in this country that's not Medicare. So until we make a truly competitive, transparent market where the consumer's in charge in the rest of healthcare, we'll never be able to control Medicare. If, in fact, we do that in all the rest of healthcare, the costs for Medicare are going to come down extremely fast, 10, 15, 20%. That's 7% a year is what some projections are, if, in fact, we have true market-oriented healthcare where the consumer can judge not only price, but outcomes and quality. So they actually make a choice, a judgment, based on what they perceive to be value to them.
So you foresee a market where people are as comfortable purchasing health insurance as they are, say, purchasing a car?
Absolutely. And anybody who says they can't do that undersells the American consumer in every other area in which they deal in a market. If our assumption is the American people are stupid, that they don't know how to purchase things in their own best economic interest, I grant, markets aren't perfect, but they're far superior to what the costs are going to be when the government runs it all. If you think it's expensive now, as P.J. O'Rourke says, wait till it's free.
Senator, over the next 2 to 3 years, how optimistic are you that we'll see more free market health care reforms?
I think most of it will depend on what physicians decide to do. If physicians throw their hands up in the air and say, I give, I'll just work for the government, then we're toast. Our quality is going to go down. The long-term investment in innovation is going to go down. Healthcare improvement, life expectancies are going to decline, not go up. Whereas if we go to the private market, where we know capital markets reward innovative behavior, then I think the opposite of that. So I really don't know. I think we're at a critical juncture in our nation's history as far as how we're going to handle healthcare.
Senator Coburn, thank you very much for your time. More information on the Universal Health Care Choice and Access Act can be found on the Senator's website at www.coburn.senate.gov. This podcast interview can be downloaded at www.medicalprogresstoday.com.